23. We've got overcast skies, and boy, we've had some rain. 3,200 so far today. 97 hundredths yesterday for a storm total now of an inch and 29 hundredths. Heavy rainfall was reported across the region last evening. Here at the studios of WFIW, we actually set a single-day rainfall record for August the 4th, picking up 97 hundredths of an inch of rain, which fell in a storm that blew through between 5 and 5:30 last evening. That beat the old single-day record for the 4th of August of 7,800. That record set in 1971. Now, more rain is in the forecast through tonight and into Thursday morning, with heavy rainfall and some potentially severe weather taking aim on the region. Now, I checked the radar a short time ago. Most of the activity is still off to our south, but there's plenty of rain off into Missouri, and some of that expected to impact our region. In fact, the National Weather Service office at Paducah, Kentucky, has placed all of southern Illinois under a flash flood watch until Thursday morning. So they're telling us anywhere from 2 to 3 inches of rainfall expected in many parts of the region. Just depends on where you are, and that could cause some flash flooding around the area. But again, the possibility of severe weather is in our forecast, and you will certainly want to stay tuned to WFIW for all the latest information as we receive it. We have also, unrelated to the weather, we received a short time ago a boil order from the city of Fairfield. Now, this only affects a couple of areas. In Fairfield, a boil order has been issued for folks living on North First Street, that's north of Dorothy Drive, to Andrews Acres, and for Oakwood Acres off of Enterprise Road. But again, North First Street, north of Dorothy Drive, to Andrews Acres, and Oakwood Acres off Enterprise Road. That boil order will remain in effect until further notice. WFIW News Time, 12:17.
How much will your home insurance actually cover? The best way to find out is to have an insurance and financial review with your Country Financial representative. During this no-obligation review, they can help you develop a tangible plan for your future financial security. You can also learn more about options like additional replacement cost coverage that can replace your home at today's prices. Most major insurance companies put a cap on this type of protection. They don't. Ask about their new identity theft coverage, too. Contact Mark Dinsmore, your Country representative in Wayne City, 895-2989.
At the loss of a loved one, an appropriate funeral service can mean so much. It gives us a chance to say goodbye, to remember, and to start the healing process, all in a single ceremony. When the time comes for you to make funeral arrangements, call on us. We offer a full range of funeral services to meet every need. You can always count on receiving sensitivity, compassion, and respect.
Nails Funeral Homes in Fairfield and Albion.
Pardon our dust, but it's a must. Our cooler has died, so we're sprucing up inside at the Watering Can in Albion. It's out with the old and in with the new. Save 10% on all in-stock merchandise while we're in a mess. Save on jewelry, candles, silk arrangements, lanterns, and more. Our mess means savings for you. Of course, fresh flowers are still available. Save 10% store-wide for a limited time, only at the Watering Can in Albion.
16-year-old Russell T. Hilliard of Sisney was hurt yesterday afternoon in a single-vehicle accident. It happened south of Sisney. Hilliard, according to the Wayne County Sheriff's Department, was driving a 1991 Chevy 1500 pickup truck southbound on Wayne County Road 1400 North at County Road 1575 when he lost control of his vehicle. Deputy said the young Hilliard's vehicle ran off the road to the east. The driver overcorrected, police said. He ran across the road, overturning then into a ditch. He was hurt, but family members took him to Fairfield Memorial Hospital to be checked out. That accident happened at about 2:15 yesterday afternoon. Michael Stephen Allen, age 34, of Carmi, was arrested Tuesday on a White County warrant charging him with two felony counts, including criminal damage to property. Total bond in those cases, $3,000. The sentencing of a former West Salem Bank employee on embezzlement charges has been delayed. The sentencing of Rachel J. Kosinski had been set for yesterday in U.S. District Court in Benton, but court records indicate the judge approved a defense motion to move the sentencing date to next Wednesday, August the 12th. It was April of this year when Kosinski entered a guilty plea to charges she embezzled more than $300,000 from the First State Bank of West Salem while she worked there. In pleading guilty, Kaczynski admitted that between November of 2011 and January 9th of this year, she embezzled more than $300,000 from the First State Bank of West Salem. She faces up to 30 years in prison when sentenced next Wednesday. Kaczynski remains free on a personal recognizance bond pending the sentencing. The FBI investigated the case against Rachel Kaczynski. WFIW News Time, 1221.
It's fun and it's simple to make budget-friendly home improvements with help from Kincaid's in Fairfield. Patios are a cost-effective way to increase your living space, enjoyment, and your property value. Do it right, call Ronnie Wright at Kincaid's. Increase your home's value and decrease your utility bills and install new windows. Set your goal and then call Joel at Kincaid's. Convert your wood-burning fireplace into a clean-burning, no-fuss, no-muss gas fireplace. Don't tarry. Call Gary at Kincaid's. And finally, give your space a custom look instantly with moldings, crown moldings, chair rails, and more. Hundreds of molding options are available. And Ronnie, Joel, and Gary can help you in the building materials and lumber departments at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
The Illinois Department of Public Health is urging University of Illinois students to get vaccinated to help curb a growing mumps outbreak. The department said in a news release yesterday that 69 cases have been reported at the Champaign-Urbana campus, and new infections continue to be seen. A week earlier, about 50 cases were known. The department knows of 18 other cases around the state. The health department director, Nirav Shah, says most of the infected people have received two rounds of the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, but believes a third round could help control this outbreak. The campus McKinley Health Center recommends that students planning to take classes this fall at the University of Illinois get a vaccine booster. Classes begin August 24th. Mumps are very contagious. It's a viral infection characterized by swollen jaws and puffy cheeks. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner has signed legislation that would end automatic transfer to adult court for 15-year-olds and limit the transfer of 16- and 17-year-old kids charged with first-degree murder, aggravated criminal sexual assault, and aggravated battery with a firearm. The legislation, signed yesterday by the governor, does not prevent juvenile defendants from being tried as adults. However, it does ensure that juveniles have their cases heard before a juvenile court judge who can consider mitigating factors before deciding whether the case should be transferred to an adult court. Chicago Democrat Senator Kwame Raoul was a sponsor of the legislation. He applauded the governor's action, saying there are lower rates of recidivism when juvenile offenders are able to live in their community and attend school rather than being detained in a state facility. Senate Democrats are advancing legislation to stop Governor Bruce Rauner's planned closure of the Illinois State Museum. A Senate committee voted 11-5 yesterday to keep the 138-year-old museum in Springfield and its satellite locations open. Democratic State Senator Andy Menar of Bunker Hill said employees received layoff notices from Rauner's office on Monday. He said the facilities provide jobs and benefit Illinois economically as well as culturally. The governor's plan is all part of his efforts to manage the state's budget crisis. He says it would save the state of Illinois $4.8 million a year. The proposal would affect Dixon Mounds Burial Ground in western Illinois, the art galleries in Lockport, and the James R. Thompson State Office Building in Chicago, as well as the Southern Illinois Art and Artisans Center. Well, one of America's favorite gospel quartets is coming to Fairfield. They'll be at the King's Chapel Church. That would be the Dixie Echoes. The Dixie Echoes coming to the King's Chapel Church at 2 p.m. this Sunday, August the 9th. But again, the Dixie Echoes coming to King's Chapel Church this Sunday, 2 p.m. Public, of course, invited to attend. A boil order remains in effect for the village of Bone Gap. If you live in the village of Bone Gap, you need to continue to boil any water to be used for human consumption. And again, I'll mention in Fairfield, a boil order is in effect from folks who live on North 1st Street north to Dorothy Drive, on North 1st Street to Dorothy Drive to Andrews Acres. I'm going to get this straight sooner or later. On North Street north of Dorothy Drive to Andrews Acres, and also on Oakwood Acres off Enterprise Road. I hope I made that clear enough. The boil order there in effect till further notice. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson. He's your country financial representative in West Salem. At the noon hour, September crude oil prices are down 77 cents a barrel, trading on the mercantile at $44.97. Crude oil prices closed up yesterday. Local refineries raised their offering $1 per barrel, and today they're paying $38.75 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. Time now to check the stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. At the noon hour, the Dow Jones Industrials are off 9 points at 17,542. The NASDAQ's up 40 points at 5,146. In local and area deaths, 96-year-old Mount Vernon, Illinois resident Vera Ellis died at 11:50 Tuesday morning at Mount Vernon Countryside Manor. Funeral services for Vera Ellis are pending at the Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City. 69-year-old Grayville resident Gerald Allen Pollard died Wednesday at Oakview Heights Continuous Care and Rehab in Mount Carmel. He was a member of Northside Baptist Church in Grayville, a retired military veteran of the U.S. Air Force and Army National Guard. He was a manufacturing engineer. And memberships include the Sheba Lodge 200, Master Mason, Shriners, and was a commissioner of the Boy Scouts of America. Survivors include his wife Jane Pollard of Grayville, sons Gerald Pollard Jr. of Grayville, Daniel O. Pollard of Robinson, stepsons Mike Gish of West Salem, Wayne Gish of Union, Indiana, David Gish of Weehawken, New Jersey, brother James Pollard of Grayville, sisters Barbara McCulley of Independence, Missouri, and Judy Schweizer of Fredericksburg, Virginia, and a granddaughter, Alexa Pollard. Services for Gerald Allen Pollard will be 2 o'clock Saturday at Northside Baptist Church in Grayville, with burial and military honors at Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville. Visitation will be Friday night, 5 until 8 at the Northside Baptist Church in Grayville. Masonic rites will be conducted at the visitation Friday evening. Memorials may be made to the Boy Scout Troop number 341 and will be accepted at the Cook Chapel in Grayville. Herschel E. Buss Young, 79 of Carmi, died Tuesday night at Deaconess Gateway Hospital in Evansville. He was a native of Hannibal, Missouri, and worked in sales and bookkeeping at Mallet Equipment and Wheel Drilling. Survivors include his wife Barbara, a son Mike Young of Carmi, a daughter Diana Donahoe of Centralia, grandchildren Don McCoy, Michelle Phillips, Jason Young, and Holly Snow, great-grandchildren Danny McCoy, Matthew and Jordy Phillips, and Samaria and Courtney Snow, and a brother Gene Young of Carmi. Private family graveside services for Herschel E. Young will be held at the White County Memorial Garden in Carmi. Memorials may be made to the community church in care of the Stendebach Family Funeral Home of Carmine. Funeral services for 86-year-old West Salem resident Charles J. Lynch have been set for 9 o'clock next Tuesday morning at Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem, with burial in Zion United Methodist Cemetery. Visitation for Charles J. Lynch will be 5 until 8 Monday evening at the Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem. Memorials may be made to the Zion United Methodist Church of West Salem and will be accepted at the Ingram Funeral Home of West Salem, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for 80-year-old Fairfield resident Ivan Bell will be 10 o'clock Thursday morning at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in the Veterans Section of Maple Hill Cemetery with full military honors. Visitation will be 5 until 7 tonight at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the King's Chapel Church. Funeral services for Sharon K. Winicky, 70 of Fairfield, will be 2 o'clock Friday afternoon at the New Beginnings Church in Fairfield, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation, 12 noon Friday till the time of service, 2 p.m. at the New Beginnings Church in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to help with funeral expenses and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Funeral services for Paulette Duncan, 65 of Crossville, will be 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmine, with burial in the Little Wabash Cemetery. Graveside services for Wanda Y. Crooks, 92 of Mount Carmel, will be 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon at Graceland Cemetery in Albion. Visitation will be 1 until the time of service, 2 p.m. Thursday at the Ingram Funeral Home in Albion. Memorials may be made to any veterans organization. Memorial services for Carol Bedford, 53 of McLeansboro, will be 11 o'clock Thursday morning at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be 10 o'clock Thursday morning till the time of the memorial service at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made to the family and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 12:30.
For Country Mark Advantage Lubricants, here's Atlanta, Indiana farmer Tim Johnson.
Well, I would recommend Country Mark Lubricants to friends or neighbors based on performance of the lubricant, reliability of the lubricant, and the fact that there's a lubricant in the Country Mark portfolio to meet nearly every need. Use the 15W40 engine oil, hydraulic fluid, pretty much everything we use is a Country Mark lubricant.
Get more per gallon with Country Mark Advantage Lubricants.
Find carpet types that fit your life for less at Haas Interiors. For a limited time, select grades of Mohawk carpets are on sale at Haas Interiors. Choose from Wear Dated, Smart Strand Silk, Simply Berber, and many more in all the latest colors. Plus, while supplies last, Timeless Design Wicker 8mm Laminate Flooring is only $1.59 a square foot, and Luxury Vinyl Plank Flooring in Barnwood is on sale too. At Haas Interiors, West Main Street in Fairfield.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Rain likely today, high of 82. Rain likely tonight, low 69. We do have a flash flood watch in effect until Thursday morning. 30% chance of rain Thursday, high of 81. Sunshine Friday, high of 85. Sunshine Saturday, high of 88. And a slight chance of showers in here on Sunday, high of 88. 91 the high yesterday, 68 the low this morning. We picked up 32 hundredths of an inch of rain today, 97 hundredths yesterday for a storm total so far of an inch and 29. At 12:32 this afternoon under overcast skies, our temperature 73. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.